Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
40 years of HIV and AIDS research, that's what we'll be reflecting on with Liesel van der Westhuizen. Good morning to you, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa. I hope you're well. And it's Workout Wednesday. So I remember a couple of weeks back, and you probably don't remember, and I try to go back and find the audio. You said to me, Liesel, I'm trying to find a 10-minute core workout that I can do that's quick and beneficial twice a week, and I'm going to get strong abs. So the definition of strong abs, I'm not asking about washboard abs and washboard core. I'm talking about a strong core. So you don't necessarily have to look like you've come out of a bodybuilding competition to have a strong core. It's just about working your core and making sure that your overall core has that basis of strength that you can do any type of workout and every day type of exercise as well. So people forget that your core is really, really vital. And this is an exercise and a workout routine that experts say you can just do 10 minutes a day or just three times a week, and it's just three movements. So
why is it important to have a strong core?
So your core is your basis for everything. So any type of movement that you're doing, it provides stability. So your core provides everyday stability, whether you're walking, whether you're picking up boxes, whether you're sitting. Your stability and foundation is where your core comes from. So your core can help to ward off back pain. And what people don't realize is your core is made of your internal, your external obliques. Those are your long muscles on the side. Your deepest core muscle is your transverse abdomen. Your diaphragm, your pelvic floor, the back muscles along the spine, and one that we forget about, and I actually didn't realize forms part of our core, is our glutes. So it's the entire, so if you think of a core of a tree, the tree stump, the core, the interior that keeps the tree up, it's the same way with us. So we need that for everyday tasks. We need that for lifting weights. We need that for stability. We need that for anything that we do. That is where your core comes in. So whether you're cycling, whether you're running, whether you are swimming, whether you're walking, whether you're just sitting, your core provides that stability.
And we generally are bad at focusing on our core if we're not in the gym and having an instructor telling us to do something about it. Or, like Liesel, you read up about it and you research it. I mean, I've seen people walking or sitting or whatever, and I'm going, that's bad posture. You are just placing a lot of strain on different parts of your body that you should not be placing strain on.
And during lockdown, what we didn't realize is the strain that we've put from working at home, leaning over our desks, actually put strain onto our core. And just seeing the wrong way of doing things. And it's taken me a couple of years. I'm not saying I'm the expert. I'm just the expert of learning the mistakes that I've made along the way. Wrong core exercises, wrong glute work. And also the thing that I learned yesterday when I was at the physio is to breathe. We were doing some core stability and pelvic stability work, and I was holding my breath. And the physio said to me, Liesel, when you are exerting yourself, exhale. Remember E and E. So an expert tip is you need to be breathing while you're doing your tip. So exhale so that your diaphragm contracts inwards. It's a great way to engage your abs and make them work as well. And not to forget that when we're doing a workout, that the breathing is really, really vital.
Could one be working on one's core without actually being at the gym? So I'm sitting down, you're sitting down. Could we be doing any exercises right now that help strengthen our core?
There's various chair exercises that you can do that help strengthen your core. And off the top of my head, I've completely hit a blank. A lot of the exercises involve you being off onto the floor. But there is strength work, that like upper arm work, where you push yourself up from the chair. Now, the problem is if I always double check that the chair is stable enough for me. So you're getting an arm workout and you're engaging your core as well. Also, other things that you can do is make sure that you're sitting correctly on your chair. So make sure that your feet are down, and make sure that your core, your abs are engaged. A great way just to get active, your core activated while you're seated. And there's various other chair workouts that you can do. The workout we were looking at is like a 10 minutes. It's from self.com, and they said this is the ultimate 10-minute core workout that you'll never need anything else. And it's only three exercises. There's a flutter kick where you lie on your arms face, where you face up and your arms on the floor beside you. Your lower ab needs to get some extra support, so you can either put something underneath. Then you engage your abs and lift both legs about 6 inches off the floor, keeping your lower back flat. If this is too challenging, bring your legs a little higher and then kick your feet like you're swimming for 40 seconds. Now, this is a big thing. If you have lower back issues, please consult a physician or your physio or your bio or your personal trainer. That's one of the things. I'm not very good at the flutter kick, so I do keep my knees bent. Then the forearm plank side twist. I'm not a big fan of a plank, but it's such a great workout. So you're on your forearms and then you twist from one side to the other, and then the Russian twist. So
by the way, what you're twisting then is effectively your buttock, right?
Yes.
You're moving your buttock from left to right. Ever so gently.
While you're squeezing your glutes.
One thing I have learned in whatever training I do is that a lot of people often rush to have as many repetitions as possible. But you can be as effective with just 5 repetitions if you are deliberate in your movement.
And this is the workout that self on the self.com website said. They said, don't try and rush it. Exactly your words. It sounds as if you're reading it from the article I'd read. Take your time and make sure that your form is correct, especially when it comes to core and glutes. So make sure that your core is engaging, that you're using the correct muscles, and actually think about, I'm switching these muscles on. I'm switching my glutes on. I'm switching my core muscles on, and actually think about that. And the final one is the Russian twist. This is where you sit with your knees bent out in front of you, feet flexed, heels on the floor, and hold your hands in front of you on your chest and lean your torso back until you feel your abdomen engage, and then slowly twist your torso from left to right, keeping your core tight. And if you'd like to make it a little bit more difficult, you can add a kettlebell or a weight into there just to add in. But I would say just start off slowly if you haven't done any core exercises, and then perform each exercise for 30 to 40 seconds and then start again, and you just do 5 to 10 minutes. It's as effective as doing a full workout in a full workout class. And with the core, you don't necessarily have to do an hour workout. 10 minutes, 5 minutes, from all the research that I've seen, easy to do at home, and all you need is an extra exercise mat for cushioning.
You might not get a six pack, at least not get it immediately, but you'll certainly start getting a very strong core, which is the whole point of this conversation. Lizelle, thank you very much. What are we doing tomorrow?
It's tested out Tuesday. Tested out Thursday, sorry, and I received waterproof sunscreen that I've been testing out for the last couple of weeks, and I'm quite keen to do my review about that.
Can't wait to hear all about it. Thank you very much, Liesl van der Westhuizen. You can email her, lieselv@capetalk.co.za, lieselv@702.co.za, should you have any product or experience that you want her to test out in the near future. It's 4:49.